Yo, this is Mo Nice from the Insomniacs.
This is Tony Breedlove of Hot Topics Talk Radio.
This is Juwanza Aminu.
This is Deja Pasuki. You might listen to the two, but the truth is not going to be in you.
Some of it you gon' like, some of it you ain't. Tired of hearing fools complaining in barber chairs and beauty shops.
This is Truth Brothers Radio.
That's more like it.
You're not listening to the Truth Brothers, then the truth is in you.
Truth Brothers Radio. Hello, everybody. It's Monday. Glad to see you all back, and we're all happy to get it going. I'm Ray.
And I'm Devon.
And we are the Truth Brothers. The number to give us a call is 818-514-1202. That's 818-514-1202.
And as always, you know, guys, know you can hit us up at our email at wewanttruth@att.net. Truth is spelled T-R-U-F.
All right, and I'm logged into the chat room for all your questions and comments on tonight's topics.
All right, and everybody knows that is the producer supreme, Candy.
Just say Candy.
Yeah.
I think they all know me by now. Just
yeah, I know. No, that's your title, so must call you by your title. It's in our contract. So
yeah,
how's everybody week?
Week was good, man. Week was good. Can't complain at all. I'm getting a little, I feel a little sore throat and cold coming along. But then again, who ain't sick now?
Me.
Right.
That's how I feel.
Speaking of sick, I was fine until I just had to pay $500 for my dryer to get fixed.
Well, there it is.
Well, there you
loose
go.
Change.
Fun.
Was it loose change in there?
Not enough to pay for the repair.
Oh, but it was some in that dryer.
Of course it was.
Of course.
Of course.
There you go.
Type of party.
Yeah,
it ain't
that,
no dryer.
The dude thing. Said, hey, $500 of wet clothes. What you want to do?
Put it on the
it
balcony.
Too much of a choice.
Right.
Put them joints on the balcony, what I did.
Right.
Right off that ledge, took it straight
right.
to the gas. You know, reminds me of a little
jeans.
Right.
Yeah, all the ultimate success
here
is logged into
break
the chat
until
room.
At least April.
What'd you say, Candace?
No, I was saying the weather guy was saying that the cold weather's not going to break until at least the first week of April.
Well, there you
so
go. Better,
we got
better set you down.
Man, and to think
so
this time last year we were in the 80s here in Chicago. Go figure.
Yeah, so much for going out like a lamb. Marge says, Skip, I'm doing that no more.
You're right.
Lame.
No more. So, yep, so who we hollering at?
All right, man, we got to holler at a few people. First off, DeVere Patrick, Xavier Scott. What's up, y'all? I know y'all listening. Sydney Johnson, what's going on? Jolanda Martin, got to say what's up to her. Evelina Parker, new friends that we got joining the group, got to say what's up. Shaquina Burgess, Sade Walton, Mia Allen, and J.L. Woodson, who's asked us to shout them out. So what's up, J.L.? How you feeling, man?
Yeah, what's up? I enjoyed having him on the show. He was awesome.
Yeah, good story, too, man.
Nice, humble brother, too. I can appreciate that.
No doubt. And, of course, right now we finna jump right into DJs, B-Days. Anthony's other sister, you know he got two sisters. So Anthony's other sister, Isha Davis, celebrated her birthday. Now, before I get in the rest of my list, I just got to say something what I saw. So I'm talking, I see Isha pictures on her Instagram and her Facebook page, right? And she's behind the wheel of a car. Now, behind this car, I just so happened to look at her steering wheel, which has the Mercedes logo. Winning. Hashtag winning is all I'm going to say. Leave it alone.
There
right?
you go. There you
just,
go.
yeah, because, you know, I'm young and I'm getting it. But happy birthday, Isha. I know you probably listening or whatever, or you probably getting money. Either way, y'all winning. Percy Cole, Dave Ponder, the Mental Run. To my friend, my best friend, Nicole Turner, has her birthday coming up this week. Happy birthday, cuz. Sheila Jackson and Yoni Day. All of those people are celebrating birthdays, and we want to say happy birthday from the Truth Brothers.
Happy birthday. That's what's up.
All right. Now, with all that out the way, let's go ahead and jump into it. This is the Terrible Truth, y'all.
This is the Terrible Truth with your terrible anchors, Ray and Devon.
Greetings and salutations. This is Kent Clark of The Terrible Truth. This portion of The Terrible Truth is brought to you by Three Fifths Bank, the bank for coloreds, now with front door entrance.
All right. And Captain James T. Kirk, new book, Captain, It Ain't All Warp Speed and Green Bitches, now at your local Rollback and bookstores.
There you go.
All right.
That book's there, too. I read it. Pretty
yeah.
good. It's a gripping novel.
Yeah, he lets it all out.
I'm sure.
He lets it all out.
Well, speaking of that, I guess this dude I'm about to bring into the situation took it another way. Man allegedly beats wife to death with vacuum cleaner.
Because she won't use it. If you won't use it, damn it, I'll use it.
It's still in the box.
I bet it was the one that got... I bet it's the one with that swivel head, with the ball.
That Dyson.
Yeah.
That $2,000 Dyson that
That's
she just had to have.
I spent all this money on this cleaner, and you not. Yeah, all right. It's going to come to you somehow. Split head.
Oh, my God.
Like Candace said, it's still in the box.
You're right.
It's still
come
in
on.
The box.
Oh,
I bought it 15
baby.
Years ago, goddammit.
Baby.
You won't use it.
Why this Dyson ain't out the box? Oh,
I just
okay.
made the last
Look, it's not
payment
a Dyson,
on it.
It's a Meissen. It wasn't a name brand,
but,
so she ain't want to use
right.
it. She was embarrassed.
Man allegedly beats wife to death with a vacuum cleaner. Police have arrested a man in California on charge that he fatally beat his wife with a vacuum cleaner in North Las Vegas. Didn't know that was a part of California. Oh, he was arrested in California. Never mind. Authorities say Anthony Tyrone Mayo, 37, was arrested without incident Tuesday in Mojave, whatever that is. California.
Mojave.
Yeah, whatever. I've never been to California, but whatever. This must be a
Mojave.
City out there.
How you spell it?
M-O-J-A-V-E.
Mojave.
What it is.
There you go.
Yeah, that's
Mojave.
A desert, man.
Like Navajo. I get
the
it.
The Mojave Desert.
Yeah, we can go with Mojave. I kind of like that.
You know what? Because I'm used to it being spelled like Navajo.
Right.
Now, that guy, but when we was, crazy story, we was out there, people kept saying, hey, man, I'm over there on the Najavo. And I'm like, where? But I'm like, you mean Navajo? Oh, okay, yeah, there. So
yeah,
whatever.
Boy.
Mojave. All right, City
oh,
California, wow. After a collaborative effort between Southern California and Nevada law enforcement agencies and the FBI. God. He faced murder and domestic battery charges in the death of 40-year-old Beverly McFarley. Police who responded to the North Las Vegas homes in the 4300 block of Martin Avenue on August 10th, wow, say McFarley reported her husband had strangled her before hitting her in the head with a vacuum cleaner 2 days earlier. McFarley was taken to the University Medical Center and treated for brain
yeah.
injury, but died 2 weeks ago, 2 weeks later. Mayo is in Las Vegas awaiting trial. The task force that arrested Mayo is made up of officers from Hudson Police, Metro Police, Los Angeles Police Department, the FBI, Los Angeles Police Fugitive, and the Los Angeles Police Fugitive Task Force. Wow.
Man, he almost had as many people as Donna had on him.
I know. Who would have thunk it?
That must have been the chief of police daughter he hit with the vacuum cleaner.
Or
you know what I'm saying?
They had more. Yeah, we said they had more people than Donnie.
Right.
That's wild.
I wonder if they gave him the barbecue when they called him.
Ooh, that's wild.
We got some Donna burgers.
There you go. Right, because you don't. Yeah, you don't. You don't go to a barbecue no more. You go to a Donna.
Yeah. Yeah.
Okay.
Absolutely. I'm not eating dinner. I'm eating Donna. No, it ain't time
don't
for dinner.
Be,
it's
don't
time
be bogus.
Donna.
Yep. Got some good old Donna chicken.
Yep. Brontosaurus Donna burgers. They gonna have all type of restaurants for him in a minute. Fudd, Donna's, McDonald's.
Oh,
that's
messed
that's
up.
Wrong, but whatever. He's
it's
right.
Hell.
Whatever.
Yeah. Yeah, it don't make no sense. I don't get people. I don't get people. So just hate everybody. It's just easy to hate everybody.
It is, isn't it?
It's just easier that way.
It does. It just feels better
stress.
In the end.
Huh.
Yeah, feel better in the end.
Don't say that, fellas.
Okay, well, I'm going to read you this story, and then you guys tell me how you feel. Couple intentionally swallows razor blade filled donuts in an attempt to force grocery store into settlement.
There you go. They was playing Total Blackout.
There you go. Should I read it again? You want to hear it again?
Yeah, why not?
Okay. Couple intentionally swallows razor blade filled donuts in an attempt to force grocery store into settlement. Draper, Utah. Carol Leeser Hartman, 39, and Michael Condor, 35, were jailed after they allegedly swallowed razor blade tainted donuts in an attempt to build a fraudulent lawsuit against a grocery store. According to police, Hartman and Cooper reportedly bought a package of donuts from Smith's Food and Drug Center. Smith's. Wow. Then placed pieces of broken razor blades inside of the donuts. The couple then consumed the donuts, including the razor blades, with the intention of filing a lawsuit against the store and collecting its settlement. Condor, the guy, then shared the razor blade laced donuts with the co-worker, who sustained cuts to her mouth as a result. He said it'll look even better if I share the donuts. See,
you
he
know
brought
what
them
I'm
to
saying?
Work. That is just bogus. Hospital X-rays revealed that Hartman and Condor had pieces of razors in their stomachs after consuming the food items. The couple contacted the police to complain about the tainted donuts and gather documentation. The grocery store chain immediately pulled the donuts from their shelves while the case was under investigation. Detectives, however, became suspicious of the couple's claim since no other cases had been reported and the donuts were shipped in tamper-resistant packaging. The witnesses also told detectives that Hartman and Condor had complained recently about ongoing financial troubles.
Faced
with mounting evidence and skepticism, Condor eventually admitted to the scam, stating that he and Hartman had placed pieces of metal inside the donuts and forced the grocery store into a settlement. Condor also admitted to offering his co-worker one of the tainted donuts.
Oh, my God.
Both of them were booked and filed with filed a police report with assault. Go ahead.
I was going to ask, so would that be like attempted murder for the co-worker that they had eat the donut?
They booked them with assault. I would have thought attempted murder would have probably been an appropriate charge. Anybody else got a comment? 818-514-1202. Why don't we do this? Let's go ahead and go into our first break, and then I'll take you guys' comments when we come back from the other side. Truth Brothers Radio.
Truth Brothers Radio.
I hear voices in my head. They count to me. They understand. They tell.
Truth Brothers Radio.
Cock-a-doodle-doo, it's time for chicken.
Cock-a-doodle-doo, it's time for tea. Eat a 90-piece bucket, you can tell.
He's been to Clucking Bell.
The chicken is a bird with a tiny brain.
So we assume he doesn't feel any pain.
We shrink their heads down, we breed them fast. 6 wings, 40 breaths, and then they're gas.
Cock-a-doodle-doo, we're psychotic crazy.
Cock-a-doodle-doo, factory farming insane.
We denied it all before a stock price fell.
Come down to Clucking Bell.
Clucking Bell! If you enjoy it, the chicken didn't die in vain.
True Brothers Radio.
True Brothers Radio, and we're back, and we are talking about the razor blade filled donuts. I mean, and why would you bring them to work to share with somebody? And isn't that just like ignorant at its finest?
Is it, or is that like, hey, you know what? We all about to get paid off these razor nuts.
Yeah.
That's really, but that person thinking. Wasn't in on a scam. Just sure, you'll enjoy this.
Probably wouldn't, but
matter of fact, see, she bit it and got cut in the mouth a couple of times and was like, what the hell is this? These fools swallowed it. I'm like, how do you, when you were chewing it, didn't you feel the razor blade, sir?
Right.
How did you swallow it? Well, I'll get more money if I swallow it.
You got to do what I got to do, time.
And these donuts are $4.50. I'll be damned I let them go to waste. Wow.
Yeah. That's not bright at all.
People are just dumb to begin with, though. Let's just get that out the way. That way we will feel better. People are just dumb out here in these streets.
There's
nothing else can be said.
And if I was the judge, I would be like, and you're not going to the hospital. Nobody's going to help you when you start passing these razor blades. That's part of your punishment.
Yeah.
Enjoy.
Yeah, he's going to tear a new lining out that ass. I know that's
right.
Heard on the way out.
Just to him
right.
A new lining.
So they sitting in that small intestine right now is what you're saying.
Out of large intestine, yeah. Making its way on down.
Wow.
Yeah.
That's a mess. Well, my story involves Mr. Andrew Wardle, which is a man who was born without a penis, who will be having surgery that will make organs... They're
going to
make him one using his arm.
There you go.
What?
There you go.
Andrew
and
Wardle.
And he say take the whole arm.
Is a man that was born without a penis, and he's going
from
to have
elbow.
Surgery that's going to take skin from his arm and reconstruct a penis for him.
Yeah,
really?
Pick a size, son. Would you like Mexican or black guy?
A man's arm is lending him a hand to fix his penis problem. Andrew Wardle, a 39-year-old British man born without a penis, will undergo 3 surgeries over the next year to craft a male sex organ out of his own arm, according to The Sun.
Blood
Wardle was
winner.
Born with an ectopic bladder, meaning that it's outside of his body. An estimated 1 in 30 million men are born with this condition, which usually sees a small fold of skin less than an inch long in place of the penis, according to the Huffington Post, United Kingdom. Several operations corrected bladder and kidney problems and enabled him to urinate through a tube. Verging on a suicide a few years ago because of his missing manhood, Wardle visited a doctor
man.
Who said it's possible to fabricate a functioning member.
All these big asses, I can't do nothing. All these asses.
Well, they said it's possible to fabricate a functioning member. So, yeah,
so
I guess
it'll work. Wow.
I read another story, too, where, obviously it's been done successfully before, so... But what they're going to do is they're going to grab some skin off of his arm and fold it up like a Swiss roll. They're going to take. They're also going to take the nerve from the arm. Fold it up like a Swiss roll.
Take the whole arm. I'd rather be one-armed. Take the whole arm.
They don't talk about you when you don't have an arm. They talk about you when you're not packaged. Make me package. Give me the tango.
Right. I'd rather be one-armed and winning than two-armed and losing.
There you go.
I want to see what that looks like after you do that.
Poe, my man said, give me a tango and make the Django silent.
The D is silent.
The Django. He wants the D.
The Django. As soon as he gets out of the hospital, he going to the club.
Oh, yeah. And he going to be swinging his nubs and his pants at the same time.
Right. Exactly.
Oh, my goodness.
Hey, ladies. Unlucky Louie is back, and he ain't so unlucky no more.
Yep. I could pick that drink up with my good arm.
Right.
I'll pick that drink. No, I can cuff you and still grab that drink. But you only got one arm. Nah, baby.
Never you mind about that.
Watch this. Go gadget grabber.
Now that's a fire.
Yeah.
Oh, wow.
That's a mess.
Whatever.
Wow.
I'm not even mad, though. Hey, whatever.
No. How can you get mad?
I ain't mad at me. I mean, right. 40 years, and all you've had was like a little button mushroom cap.
You it's just on the inside.
Where it counts.
No.
I got something where it counts. It's just
baby.
On the inside. It's like
all he had was a fold of skin. So I'm taking it out. That was supposed to be probably just the head.
Doctors say I'm rich with inner shaft. See, it's inner shaft.
Yeah.
Okay, it's there though. Trust me.
Go beep yourself. Literally.
I wonder, was it like a flap, like a door or a garage door that if he had it, you just pull that up to pee?
just a little, like a loincloth of meat.
Yeah. Like, ooh, I got to go to the bathroom. I got to pull my flap up. I wonder what it was like
wrong,
that.
Man.
Ultimate Success made a comment. She said, as a medical professional, it would be better for them to do a penis transplant from a cadaver. Which would probably make more sense to
me. I'm going straight
to the
black guy.
He ain't got cadaver money, though.
Nah. I'm going. If that was me, I'm going straight for the black guy.
There you go.
Give me
him. The dead one. Trust me, they shoot a lot of them. Just pick one.
Yep. What y'all got in a killer? What size y'all got in a killer?
Any homeless inmates that I won't be used to?
No, not Ting Ting.
No, not Ting Ting.
Y'all ain't got nothing in the out of beastie size. No.
What a little hat.
Hey.
Oh, man. Ultimate Success said, as a medical professional, she's a medical professional. Now we know who's going for health care.
She just said that.
I know that. I just caught that. I didn't know she was speaking as a medical professional. I was impressed there.
There you go.
Right, she says somebody who she probably could have helped him
put that penis on him.
Well, she's a medical professional.
I'm sure she didn't want to touch nobody. Nah, dog. Nah.
She said yes.
See? Oh, she'd have put the penis on him.
She could have helped him. Right, she's a medical professional.
Whatever. No, you a doctor. You say, hey, could you hand me that with your raw hands and give me that? Because I got to.
That's messed up. That's
how about no?
Matter of fact, why don't he just pick an elephant trunk? Give me that one.
Oh, yeah. I'd have went
then
jumbo.
Then how's he
going
to. Yeah, no. No, it's going
to sometimes you just got to go for it. Like, you ain't got nothing to lose.
If you got nothing to lose, right.
Just, hey, you know what?
For real.
Go for it. Like me that's personally, I told you, if I got a pick, yes, from the shoulder blade down, give me the elbow bend and all. I want it all. I want
okay.
it all.
Okay, look,
and
Ray,
don't take the hand off.
You have to clarify for Ultimate Success. She said, yes, she is a medical professional, but no, she does not want to do the surgery.
That's what I was saying. I was like, if you willing to go on in there and grab around and lift his flap up,
because
I'm not touching his flap.
I knew that's not what they meant. No,
I am not touching that
flap. That's messed up, man.
He got a flap.
I just picture them shades.
I thought, maybe that's what he meant by no more trap doors, because I'm sure that's what it looked like, a baby trap door or something like that.
Right.
It says, One in 30 million men are born with a condition which, quote unquote, usually sees a small fold of skin less than an inch long in place of the penis.
Less than an inch. You know how bad that is?
Dang.
Half of an inch.
Tink, tink.
You couldn't do damage to an ant with half of an inch. Couldn't cause no harm to an ant or a lady. You couldn't do a ladybug with half of an inch, dog. You just hurting. Hey, we being real.
That's cold.
Well, speaking of somebody doing some damage, check this out. High school assistant principal charged with having sex with student doing prom event.
Well, there you go, because he wanted to make it memorable. This is a special night.
Wow.
Driving you to become a woman. But anyway, so yeah, it's real. Mark West, a high school assistant principal in Harris County, Texas, was arrested Monday and charged with having an improper relationship with a student after he allegedly had sexual relations with a teen during a prom last year. The incident occurred last May during the 2011-2012 school year. High school administrators placed West on their radar after rumors began to surface that his alleged relationship with female students at Spring High School in Spring, Texas. School employees claimed they saw young girls leaving West's office, oftentimes giggling and looking dismayed.
Wait, what?
They left his... School employees claim they saw young girls leaving West's office, oftentimes giggling.
Or?
Mm-hmm.
Or looking very pleased from head to toe.
Uh-oh.
Whoo! Mr. West is in the field.
The best counselor in the school.
Oh, my God.
The guidance counselor. Let me guide your hand.
Let me show you.
Yeah.
Wow.
Many of West's coworkers kept noticing that he would have too many closed door meetings with these teenage girls.
Wow, that's a mess.
First off, we got to get your grade point average up. Close this door and he'll show you what you're doing wrong.
Your grade sucks.
One of them came in just wanted an army brochure. Let me talk to you about the army.
That is messed up.
Oh,
y'all.
Close my door. She went to close the door. He turned around. She turned around. He's fully naked. Like, what you want to do?
Oh my God. Guidance counselor Quagmire. Oh wow.
That is just wrong in all kind of facets.
Many of West's coworkers kept noticing that he would have too many closed-door meetings with their teenage girls, and the amount of time the door remained closed began to raise a few administrative eyebrows.
Yeah, because they wasn't getting called in.
So no one decided to, this seems strange. Let me knock on the door and ask a question.
He's been talking to Keela for quite some time now. Keela came out holding her stomach like I've been Kobe.
Oh, my God.
I can't wait to go to college.
They doing this here, just wait till Texas A&M get a hold of me.
Oh, wow.
Okay, I'm sorry. That's wrong. Last year, police began to delve into the alleged complaint that West had touched a female student inappropriately, but the investigation fizzled out due to lack of conclusive evidence. Nobody was telling. West was warned by his superiors about the allegations. Last December, he was warned again about his frequent closed-door meetings with teen girls. Just 1 month later, the 30-year-old was again warned about allegedly fondering by the high school principal. By her.
Fondled by her?
You know, he was fondling a girl by her.
Well, are you kidding?
No, dude.
Wait a minute.
Tell me.
So the principal was nearby.
He didn't just say that.
See, the principal, I'm finished reading. Investigators were soon able to pinpoint a former student who told police she had engaged in sexual relations with West during a prom event last year at the high school. When news of the allegations about West surfaced, Principal Donna Ulich sent a notice home to all the high school parents stating, quote, I want to assure you that the safety of our students is the highest importance at Spring High School. The administration at Spring High School takes every allegation seriously and will conduct a thorough investigation and expose improper behavior when necessary. Meanwhile, West, who has been on administrative leave since February, resigned last Friday. The case is still under police investigation.
Wow.
Wow.
Incredible.
Yeah.
Incredible.
Wow.
Well, so here's what we're going to do. Let's go ahead and go into another set of breaks, and everybody can get their composure. Then I want to hear comments from everybody. 818-514-1202, True Brothers Radio.
Yeah.
Brothers Radio.
Hey, that cop's a killer. Don't let him cuff you. He'll kill you. He'll stand on your neck. He'll shoot you in your back. Maybe not. You should stop laying down for the law. Be sure to commit acts of war. Terrorism for sure. Open our seats to see. To see us bleed some more. Beware how you answer your door.
Hey, this is Candace from Truth Brothers Radio. As you may know, for 2012, Truth Brothers Radio has received 2 Jordan McHale Awards for Best New Show of the Year, as well as Best New Group or Duo, and we couldn't have done it without you and your continued support. Keep listening to the Truth Brothers live every Monday night at 7 p.m. Central Standard Time on blogtalkradio.com or call into the show at 818-514-1202 to listen and give us your questions or comments. Missed an episode? No worries. All episodes are archived on our Blog Talk Radio page, Facebook, or you can download episodes for free on iTunes. Be sure to check out our clips on YouTube and share them with your friends and family. Again, thanks for all the love and support as we keep doing our thing. Peace.
Make my plan. The world is a place where I take my stand. The beauty of life is mine today. They cannot take my mind.
Truth Brothers Radio.
Fuck what you heard, I'm from Africa. This ain't no act, it's mathematical. Past the black radical. I choose the M1 because it's practical. Nothing was changed, we ain't protecting no names. It's all factual. They push the wrong buttons, count down to detonate. Brooklyn's on the way and the world will have to speculate. This is what we learn in the streets. Fuck a degree, believe in none of what you hear and half of what you see.
Truth Brothers, Truth Brothers Radio. We're back and we're talking about the assistant principal that was caught having sex with a student in the closed door room.
The multiple
about
students.
That.
Wow, with multiple students. And continued to have the meetings. Principal next door. She don't hear the desk rocking. She don't hear nothing.
Hey.
All the students got problems. They coming to him.
Like, wow. You know, you can wait for Ms. Robinson. No, no, no. I'm going to wait for Mr. West, because Mr. West is in the building.
He knows me. He understands my pain.
He knows how it gets down. Hence and therefore, I'm
waiting
for him.
Wow. I hope the principal lose her job, too. There's no reason that it didn't take that long to figure that out.
Wow. Yeah. Yeah. You got a point, man.
It did not take that long. You got to keep telling him, hey, man, stop having these closed-door meetings. When the dude from the wrestling team got a problem, doors wide open, he telling him, you better buckle down and straighten yourself out. Now, send your sister in here.
Hey, Devon, Ultimate Success is asking, was he actually caught in the act?
Well, it doesn't say if the man was caught in the act. That's why he was placed on leave. But a girl had come forward and said that she was having relations with the man. And, you know, it's been numerous of allegations about it anyway. He basically, it's the whole... Yeah, he didn't get caught in the act, which I don't think he was. I don't, you know, if he got caught in the act, I'm sure they'd have let him go right then and there.
Yeah, well, still, those rumors had to be pretty damn strong.
Yeah.
Them rumors had to
be
pretty strong.
Yeah.
Kids giggle, and every time the girls leave, they either giggling or got a pleased look on their face like, wow, high school is great.
Yeah.
Nice.
Yeah, you worry about, I don't.
Good grief.
I just want to know, and then they were saying, look, your kid's safety is our number one concern. Though, we know that this, we don't know, but we've got numerous requests, and a woman has come forward and said, yeah, he got me at prom.
Right. Right.
And we just now, he just now took his leave.
Right. I mean, whether or not it was the rumors were conclusive or not, the principal had to notice he's having all these closed door meetings with just the girls. When you had to tell him that, hey man, I don't want to see no more closed doors. Keep the doors open. Either keep the doors open or we're gonna have to send you to another school. Simple as that.
Now we gotta tell you more than once. It's time to go.
Well, you can't fire him if you ain't got no proof, but you can send him to another school. You can say, okay, it's time to transfer him. You can say, I've told you to stop. It just looks
like... Well, you can discipline him for being insubordinate. You could have...
Exactly.
You could have taken steps to remove him before it, you know, it tail spun out of control.
Real quick, just out of curiosity, did any of y'all know this? Because it's just been passed down. Love our interactive thing that we're doing now. Did y'all know they were making a Good Times movie?
Yeah, I was going to bring that up. Yeah.
No,
it wasn't a terrible true story. It's just terrible. Yeah. How y'all feel about that?
Is James going to die in the movie too?
He should.
He probably not even going to be in the movie.
Right. Just skip that whole thing altogether, right?
All right, check it out, right? If you got to cast your Good Times
Nope.
Yeah, no, that's a good one. That's a good one.
If you got to cast a Good Times movie, right, we're going to kick it off. Who plays Michael?
Miguel.
I got to play Florida.
Now, I was going to start. We're going to Florida's last. Who plays Michael?
Miguel.
Nah, I was saying Little Romeo.
No.
Romeo. Looks like Romeo or Bow Wow.
He too pretty. Nah, they too pretty, man. Well, it depends on how far
Michael
back they're going to go. You know what I'm saying? We going to go back to Little Michael, or are we going
well,
to...
Well, right. I mean, I'm sure if they're going to set the movie in their heyday when Michael was little, actually, they probably is going to have a James, because they're going to hit in their heyday, so...
Yeah, but then again, I think it's going to show the progression then. It's going to start with young to old.
No, I'm sure they got sequels planned, so you can show your young to old as they roll out these sequels. I'm sure they got sequels planned for that.
Who wants to see Good Times 2, Return of the Times? Nobody.
Yeah.
Nobody.
If they make it the first one.
The Return
of
Cabrini Green.
They'll do it in,
right,
because they'll release that as a B movie. They'll release that straight to DVD, even if it makes decent money. They're gonna try to franchise that for sure.
All right, but I was thinking those two. Now, who plays JJ?
Nick Cannon.
Wow.
For real, he's tall, he's lanky.
Wow.
He can play JJ.
JB Smooth.
I was thinking Jones Bones, Bones Jones.
JB Smooth, that's a good one.
Yeah, JB Smooth is perfect. Yeah.
Yeah, but only he's 40. Don't matter.
Ain't nothing that makeup can't cure.
Right. It's good times. It doesn't matter. Who plays Thelma?
Ooh, Megan Good.
No.
Yeah. Megan Good or Pinky. No,
Pinky.
Yes.
Nah.
818-514-1202. If y'all got some ideas of who y'all want to see in the Good Times movie, feel free to call in and put your two cents in.
I think I found something that's going to name the cast who's going to be in the movie.
No, we don't want to know the actual cast.
Yeah, no one care about that.
I mean, we can get it, but I want to ride with mine.
How close we are.
Well, we'll get there. Hold on. We got to get
okay,
now. First.
Okay.
All right, now, Valona. Who plays Valona?
What's her name? Jennifer Jones. Jennifer, what's her name? The older chick who plays all... She played a drunken mama in just about
every... She played a bitter mama in all the movies, right.
I was thinking, what's her face?
She was Morris Chestnut mama in that one movie.
Oh, nah. I was going to say the girl...
Ultimate Success said Jennifer Lewis. That's her name.
That's her name. Thank you.
The girl
you,
from Living Single, Khadijah's cousin.
Kim Coles.
Yeah.
To play Valona?
I'm gonna tell you who gonna want to play it. I bet you cash money that Janet Jackson gonna want to play Valona.
That would be that would look at the ironic. Yeah.
Because right, exactly. The throwback ironic. I played her daughter, now I want to play the mama. Hold on, we got a caller. 913, you're on with the Truth Brothers. What's your name?
Brooklyn.
Hey, how you doing?
I'm good.
All right. What's your comment?
I don't have one.
Oh.
Oh, okay, you just wanted to listen to the show.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, you raised your hand. We thought you had a good times comment. Okay,
no
we'll put
problem.
You back on hold. But thanks for calling
in. Yeah,
thanks
for
listening.
Calling in and listening. We appreciate that.
Yeah,
Janet Jackson as Valona, I don't see it, y'all.
No,
I don't see it either.
But they all, you know, any member that's left from the cast is going to want to make a guest spot
saying.
In the movie. And Janet is going to want to do that. Ultimate Success said they shouldn't make the movie. They should burn the screenplay.
Boom.
You know what they should do? When my man say they should make the movie, then do one more like it and throw them both in the trash.
There you go.
Man.
No, I mean, I wouldn't mind seeing it. I wouldn't mind it. Just to, you know, I want to see how they're gonna play it out. Now, here's the killer. Who plays the mama? Who plays Flo Rida?
Yeah, that was my question.
I say you get a
Miss Jerry. She's still living.
I was thinking Rick Ross.
You were thinking Rick Ross. I was thinking Octavia Spencer.
Really?
Oh,
yeah.
Not even Precious.
How can Precious play the
well,
mama?
Well,
Octavia Spencer can.
Nah, you need somebody.
It ain't like she's rocking any other jobs right now.
You need somebody fugly. You need.
I'm sorry, Octavia Spencer.
No.
You need a man. That's why I was thinking more of Rick Ross.
Who plays Mr. Brown?
There you go. There it is. Yep.
Mr. Brown.
Yeah, the dude.
The Meet the Browns dude.
Yeah, Meet the Brown. Yeah. He can play Flo Rida.
That's messed up. Or the lady who plays in it, Mrs. Brown.
Nah, she's a little, she's kind of cute though.
Okay, you put an Afro wig on her?
Whatever,
right?
Like
Bobby,
put in that, put some extra, put some extra fat around her neck, some of them rings. But man, Florida had them rings around her neck,
they,
man.
And didn't they look like they stink?
That's messed up.
They did.
They always look greasy, though. They
man,
did always look greasy.
They did. It looked like she lifted them up and pressed and put Vaseline in between them every take,
yeah,
and just slid them down.
Yeah.
That's wrong.
Remember how E.T. neck was? Because he could stretch it up.
It looked like her neck looked like a slinky when you let it go.
Yeah.
Like, not a crawling slinky, but one of them slinkies that you
done.
Pulled and
right.
you just, all right, I'm at the bottom of the stairs.
Right.
That is wrong.
Some people look like she took a bunch of whips to her neck and they just sliced her across.
Okay, well, who's playing James?
Hell, James looked good enough to play James. Shit.
He could still. You know who would have been good at him if my man didn't croak? Clark Duncan. Michael
Clark. Clark Duncan could have played Florida.
Too tall, and he got a neck.
You know who I was thinking though. Now that we getting into it though, who could have played Bologna? Kelly Rowland.
Kelly Rowland.
Okay.
Yeah, Kelly Rowland could have played Thelma.
No.
Yeah.
No.
Well, Candace, who would you want to play Thelma?
Now, you need someone who will be more or less shaped up like Villona and had a look.
Villona? We said Thelma.
What?
Yeah, Thelma.
You said Villona.
No, I was talking about Thelma.
Okay, so now you're asking who. Okay, I thought you said Villona. I thought we were back on Villona again.
No,
but
no,
Thelma.
Thelma
for
Kelly
Rowland. Okay.
For Thelma.
Okay. Yeah.
All right.
Okay.
All right.
I know
you got it. I mean, and for someone to play Villona, they got to be older. They got to be in the upper 30s. They can't be young. They got to
be
older.
Right. No, I thought he said Villona.
Right. Right. Janet's still raising her hand, saying, "I'll do it." Janet, Janet would probably play Penny's mom.
Yeah. Now, who plays Penny? I was thinking the girl. That was nominated for the Oscar.
Corvina.
Yeah, probably.
Yeah.
You gotta have someone cute and innocent.
Yeah.
When you burn her with
who's
the iron.
Who's scared of an iron? Right.
Right. Right.
They ain't gonna put that one in there.
Right.
That's the favorite. That's the you gotta put.
They
you don't
put that.
Matter of fact,
see Penny without seeing the iron.
Matter of fact, I don't know this dude's name because all he does is commercials. But have y'all seen? Y'all remember that Cinnamon Toast Crunch commercial where the dude is like this lame superhero that serves cereal?
The Crunchy Nut guy.
Crunchy Nut guy. And remember the first commercial where he hands it to this black dude with the JJ lips? That's who can play JJ.
He starts smiling at the Crunchy Nut guy.
Yeah.
All right, now check this out. I got the perfect dude to play Keith. Michael Eli. Just give him them contacts.
Michael Eli.
You think they would get that deep to go into Keith?
You gotta come on. We
really?
Gotta do it.
No, you don't. No
you
one really cared
it.
About him.
Nobody didn't. But hey, that's his. That's,
but he
hey.
Was a part of the story, though. You gotta have a
not
book.
Not really.
Ooh,
he was part of.
Who's gonna be Bookman?
Not in the heyday.
Who's in Bookman?
Yeah. Anthony now you gotta have
you
a Bookman.
You gotta have a booger.
Anthony Anderson.
That's good.
Probably.
That's good.
Yeah, Ultimate Success said Keith
it.
Is not necessary. Right. No one cares about Keith.
Hey. We just,
hey. The first-round draft pick of the Chicago Bears who graduated college, yet didn't get a degree and didn't have any workable skills as he broke his leg and could never play football.
Good time.
Yet never signed the contract and got a signing bonus.
Temporary layoff.
Right. Right.
Easy credit rip-off.
Yeah, so
yeah,
if they do the move, but we done went through the list, so
there
yeah.
you go.
Yeah, I gotta find out who's really gonna be doing it.
I don't know. I think they just greenlit the movie, so I don't think they cast anybody yet.
Yeah,
but
they
you'll
did.
Be hearing you'll be hearing about it over the summer for sure.
Right, because I know it's like when they do not when they do, but it's like Like all the it's like mostly now all TV series are being made into movies though. You know, I mean,
well,
like,
they've been doing that. They've been doing that for a while, but they're just really his ultimate success. They were gonna play Lenny.
Luke Lenny. Who gonna play
Snoop
and Lenny?
Snoop. Oh, it's no way Snoop ain't playing that role. There's no way.
It's like saying who gonna play the dude that shot JJ?
Mad Dog, yes. Yes.
Oh my God.
Who's gonna play Lenny?
Oh my God. Then the video,
yeah,
you know, they're gonna do a good time. They're gonna do a Sanford and Son. They're gonna go all the way back.
Yep. Yep.
That just seems like what
Son,
this decade is about. Everybody's just recreating
the
wheel.
That's another one. That's another one that's just gonna be so knuckerish. That's just.
Oh yeah. They're gonna have Mike Epps as Lamont.
Probably.
And you ain't never. Yep, if he could do the honeymooners, why couldn't he do that?
Put a
fight
on his lips.
There you go.
Oh, the
and
mustache.
Someone ego going to go out of control. So someone like Ice Cube going to try to play Fred Sanford and get dressed up.
Like he was in that movie, Lottery Ticket.
Yeah. He's going
to try to look extra old.
Someone with an ego that's going to try to, you know, think they can pull that off.
I wonder who could, but now y'all got me thinking for real, man. Jefferson movies and everything. I wonder who's going to play.
Yeah, it just gets worse and worse.
Yeah.
Jefferson movie.
Yeah.
What's happening in the movie? Oh, my God.
Now, I'll go see that while you play it. I'll go see what's happening.
Well, actually, I guess they would do it anyway, but What's Happening was nothing but Cooley High.
I never got into What's Happening.
Huh?
Oh, that used to be my show.
I never got into What's Happening.
I wasn't too fond of What's Happening now, but I like the, you know, the original. Just saying.
Yeah, I never.
Oh,
I used to like turn from that because I couldn't get that.
Really? Okay.
I hated that
well,
intro.
Then, who gonna do Amen in the movie?
Who's
gonna do
Bless My Mama?
Who's gonna do Amen in the movie?
If you do Amen in the movie, you gotta do how it used to come on when they started off in the church.
Turn on the light.
Yes.
I'm gonna do a double tap, Dutch.
Oh, you know who's gonna play
John
the pastor?
Play George.
You know who's going to play the pastor? Dude who played Juana Man.
Oh.
Who's going to play the pastor?
Oh, no. He creepy to me. No.
Ain't the pastor creepy?
No,
the pastor,
he
creepy. Oh, no. I can't tell you.
Clifton Davis don't look creepy. I'd have never known that about
Clifton,
him, though.
Clifton Davis. Ask Michael. Well, you can't ask Michael no more. Clifton plug Michael Jack. Clifton plug Michael.
Plug Michael's Jack.
Plug Jack Michael in.
Jack
the man.
Told him, turn on the lights. It's that time.
Oh,
my God.
Amen the movie.
Thelma could play herself.
Thelma's arrogant enough to probably
good
play
Lord,
herself.
That woman can still play herself. Sweet brown, she good. Ooh, have y'all seen her?
Yeah, Candace ran into her not too long ago.
FIFA. Man, that's a boy. I'd club her with a black White Sox bat and drag her to the house. I would, man. I'm
play you
man.
Coming with Hulk.
Oh, man.
You coming with Hulk now.
Oh, she, yeah, siree Bob. Oh, I drag her to the house. That big tree would come with me. Hey, we here. Shh. Stop your struggling.
Oh, my God. That's a mess.
Stop your struggling.
That's where you at.
Oh, please. Man, oh, she still look good. I mean, take her out of Friday. That Friday's movie, she was like, yeah. But woo-wee. Oh, and before we get more into this too, oh man, I'm not at the new thing is Beyonce's new song, Z. I'm not into that. That Bow Down.
It's all over the place.
And yeah, it's what this is the new thing that all the women will be claiming is their anthem. And if that's your life, handle it. But nah, I'm good. I am.
Yeah,
just
I heard
beyond
it for the
straight.
First time today. I was like,
ugh. I heard it.
Hey, it
yeah,
sounds like
I
it's a personal message, or you know, what I'm saying it's probably one definitely to her haters or whatever.
Why is she trying
but
to be hood? That's just why. You didn't
yeah.
even graduate high school, baby. That is a fact, people. Beyonce did not graduate high school. She getting her GED. Shouts out to everybody at the job. But
that's enough. We gotta go. We gotta go get ready for the second hour.
Oh my god.
Oh my god.
Go.
We gotta
go.
Get ready to go
let's
into the second hour. We'll get into what's good parenting, GEDs, and more when we come back on the second half of Truth Brothers Radio.
Bow down.
Truth Brothers Radio.
This is something like the Holocaust. Millions of our people lost. Bow heads and pray to the Lord. Till I die, I'm a fucking ball. Now who gon' stop me? Who gon' stop me, huh? Who gon' stop me? Who gon' stop me, huh? Black cars, black cars. Black on black, black bras. Whole lot of money in a black bag. Black strap, you know what that's for.
Shelly Perry, the man who brought you Jesus is presents Mama Saw Jesus in the Toaster, the new hit stage play everyone's talking about at the new old rebuilt Regal Theater next to the Currency Exchange down the street from Three-Fifths Bank, the Bank for Color. It's the story of how one woman got up to make toast and found Jesus.
Oh! Oh my God! Jesus, is that you in there?
You'll laugh, you'll cry, you'll bring butter. Jet Magazine says, this some bull here. King Magazine says, I've never seen so many big asses in my life. And The Final Call says, it's cooning at its best. Starring Loretta Devine as Mama.
Mr. God, somebody almost ran up with all of my stuff.
Also, Conscious Vaughn from The Parkers. You know him as Waldo. Sean Harrison from Family Matters. R&B sensation Howard Jewett as the light-skinned singer. Delicious from Flavor of Love. Wendy Williams as Bitter Mama.
How you doing?
It's a man, baby.
And in a triumphant return to the stage, Cisco as the Dragon Chaser.
I came looking for man's butt.
And as Jesus. Bullet Head from the Steve Harvey Show. That's Mama Saw Jesus in the Toaster at the new old rebuilt Regal Theater, sponsored by Three-Fifths Bank, the Bank for Color. Get your tickets now. Bring the whole family.
Man, I saw this four times. I still don't get it. Who the hell is Sean Harrison?
A Shelly Perry production.
Praise Jesus is free, right?
Radio. Hello, everybody. Welcome to the second hour of Truth Brothers. I'm Ray.
And I'm Devon.
And we are the Truth Brothers. The number to give us a call is 818-514-1202. That's 818-514-1202.
And as always, you guys know you can hit us up at our email at wewanttruth@att.net. And truth, of course, is spelled T-R-U-F.
All right, and I'm in the chat room for your questions and comments on tonight's subject, which is a very serious one.
What is good parenting? Just asking, what is good parenting? I mean, there's too many stories out there these days of parents just doing complete idiotic things, and is it a result that maybe parents that most people these days are too young and immature to be having babies? Maybe because we've been prone to have babies at such young ages that because we didn't finish up our childhood, soon as we want to get into adulthood, we want to finish being a kid and start acting irresponsibly.
That's exactly what it is, in my opinion. People never got to live out their youth. They had a kid at a young age, and as they get older and they feel like they're able to do things that they wasn't able to do and actually have the funds to do a lot of things that they wasn't able to do, they feel like they missed out on so much, and they're trying to recreate that, catch that lightning in a bottle, if you will, with their youth. And I think a lot of times a lot of older or a lot of parents, quote unquote, would rather have it that way. They'd rather just have their kids and then have their kids watch their kids, and that's their idea of parenting. I've raised you, you're 18, get out of my house type of thing. So I can live my life.
Well, again, maybe it stems back a couple of generations, because, you know, way back in the day, it used to be a thing about having children at a young age wasn't considered a celebration. It was kind of considered like a family, I don't want to say a family shame, but the family wasn't proud that your 14, 15, 16-year-old daughter got pregnant. It wasn't a good thing. It wasn't celebrated. Now they got teachers in school giving showers for the kids that come up pregnant in the school. Maybe accepting something like that and being so accepting of this type of thing is the reason that it's being perpetuated so bad now, and why we seem to be regressing instead of progressing.
Well, another thing that made me think about something too that you said, Ray. Say about just over 100 years ago, it was commonplace for, you know, young girls to have kids at a young age. But the times were different then too. And it just seems as, you know, the times and as technology changed, you didn't need, you know, you didn't have to, so to speak, have a farm, you know, and have a big family to have everybody pitch in to do it. And
true.
It's just, you know, now it's not conducive to be young and have a child, you know, in this day and age where education is so important.
Sure. You know? And 100 years ago, 100, 200 years ago, the life expectancy was lower. So, yeah, I mean, but back then, when you, by 18, if you wasn't married, you was considered, you know, an old maid
mm-hmm.
200 years ago, but that's not today. And today, we live in such a technological age, and with the conveniences that we have, it should be more conducive to encourage kids to stay kids. Be a kid. Don't rush to grow up so fast. Relax and enjoy yourself. But we don't do that.
I think that's because a lot of times, again, I think parents don't want their kids to be kids. Parents want their kids to go through what they went through instead of trying to prevent them from going through what they went through. A lot, not all parents, but I do believe some said, "I had a baby young, and if she gets pregnant, instead of, you know, instead of doing the responsible thing," I would say that in some cases. They would rather them, you know, ruin their life. And I don't consider a child a curse or anything like that, but it's just some things put a hindrance on you to a point where you stop your life. Your life is at a complete standstill at a certain point because you can't do anything. You can't progress at all because you have this new life that you have to provide for. And the fact that the parent, the actual one who's supposed to be a parent, don't want to, hey, you got to sit here by yourself, I'm going out, you know, and so I can go to the club or whatever the case may be. And then you're telling the kid, hey, you the one that had that baby, so, hey, I get to live my life, you just got to stay home with this kid. And this kid's all of 16, 17 and don't know how to take care of a kid.
Mm-hmm.
She's a baby herself, and you don't want to help her or teach her or show her. So now you got that mentality passed on to them. So they believe that their ways are the way that they're teaching this baby is to be a parent, but it's not. She's just putting child logic into a child.
818-514-1202 is the number. Feel free to call in and give us your comments. What you said was kind of telling, and it's not that having a baby should ruin your life, but when you have a child demands of your time, a child demands of your attention, and it's your responsibility. The point is you're not supposed to be having children at a very young age, because that is the time when you are supposed to be living. You're supposed to be gaining experience. You're supposed to be trying to travel and see the world, get your career on track. You're supposed to be setting yourself up for your success later. Then when you're 26, 27, 28, actually I would say 30, You want to have your first kid, because now you're established in your career. You've lived a little. You've got to see the world a little bit. You've gained some perspective that you can, some wisdom that you can share with that child. But we don't seem to do that. We like to do it at 16 and think we know everything.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely. I can't argue that. I mean, it's it's gotten to a point though where it's I don't, the actual parenting in itself though, like, where are we getting these logic? Where are we getting this idea of having your kids fight on purpose?
It's good. Yeah, I saw that.
Yeah, you know what? You know what it's from? It's that twisted logic. When you're younger and you run into the schoolyard bully and you run a couple of times, they're falling back on that when your parents would tell you, no, you're going to learn to stand up to that bully. You're gonna either fight and defend yourself, or you're gonna fight me. But that's not teaching them to be hyper aggressive and pick fights. It's saying that at a certain point you can't run from people, because if you run from people, you'll be running all your life. But it's supposed to be a lesson, not a philosophy where all you want to do, every time he gets into it with somebody, you better get out there and whoop his ass.
Exactly.
That's not what it was supposed to be.
Yeah. And that's my idea. Who's teaching these people that this is good parenting, though? And what makes them believe that this is good parenting?
Jerry Springer, Maury, all these shows that just put it out there. Bad Girls Club, everything that
you want to go there?
Kids are so impressionable. Everywhere you look, you can easily jump on YouTube and find it a fight. You know, a battle fight, and these kids jump on just like we jump on looking for different things.
Mm-hmm.
They look for these things.
Yeah, but I was going to say, not just the kids. This is coming from the household. When you got the 30-year-old grandmother laying down wisdom, this is what you get.
Yeah.
Look, I'm just being for real. You should not be a 30-year-old grandmother. You're not supposed to be a 30-year-old grandmother.
He's right.
When you hit 30, you're in the prime of your life. Everything is slowly coming together for you, and this is the time when you're supposed to get your flowers and your successes.
Yeah,
but now
you know what the
grandmother.
The problem is, a lot of people got it in an idea now where they believe 30 is really old, and that's another problem. They're like, oh man, I can't do this now. I'm 30, so they thinking now at 30 that life's over, not that it's really beginning. That's another problem.
So, well then, I'll tell you what. Let me read you guys this story, and this is what you call when you don't have wisdom. Missy Van Horn, jailed after she tried to sell her two children to bail penis out of jail.
To bail penis.
Yeah. Well, check it out. Willisaw, Oklahoma. Missy Van Horn, a 22-year-old Oklahoma woman, was jailed after she allegedly tried to sell her two children to a woman on Facebook in an attempt to raise money for her boyfriend's bail. This is a 22-year-old. According to Willisaw police, an investigation was launched after a Fort Smith woman called the Oklahoma Department of Human Services and reported that a woman had contacted her over Facebook and was attempting to sell her two children. Investigators say Van Horn offered to sell her two children for $1,000 The 2-year-old, she had a 2-year-old she wanted to sell for $1,000 and a 10-month-old that she wanted to sell for $4,000. Oklahoma DCFS turned the case over to Willisaw Police, and who located Van Horn and took her into custody without incident. When the officers asked Van Horn why was she trying to sell her children, she stated that she needed money to bail her boyfriend out of jail. Witnesses who lived in Van Horn's neighborhood stated that she had been knocking on doors to her neighbors in an attempt to raise cash for his bail. She was going door to door here and way across town asking everybody to help get him out of jail, a neighbor said. Van Horn was booked and jailed for child trafficking, and she remains held in lieu of $40,000 bond. But this is parenting. This is parenting. This is what she thought. Somehow she's such a psychopath or sociopath that she was going to sell her two children that came from her for some dude. 818-514-1202. Break it down for me. Drea said, damn, I feel you.
Now, that's about all you can say. That's deep. That's deep.
Yeah.
How do you get the gumption?
Yeah, but,
and to put a price on your child's head to get him out of jail.
Yeah.
Now,
yeah,
you're going to go to jail probably longer than he ever is.
Yeah.
And now you lost everything.
I mean, yeah, that go ahead, man.
Unbelievable.
No, I was just gonna say, you know, she's 20. She had her first kid at 20, and the problem is because you're at 20 and you're young and you feel invincible and you're free. You're right. It shouldn't be wrong for you to be narcissistic. Not that narcissistic at
right.
20, because it's supposed to be all about you. You're young, you're free, you're out in the world, and you're supposed to be experiencing what the world is like and trying to see the world. But she's saddled down with two children who obviously she felt was anchors around her neck, but she had
right.
no problem getting knocked up. And I'm
and
not
then,
just putting that on her, ladies. It's, the guy is just as responsible, but at the same time, if you don't want children, either strap up or make them strap up. Simple as that.
Boom. Just unbelievable.
That
you
almost
would sell your
doesn't.
Kid.
Yeah, that almost doesn't seem real.
But you didn't
want
to give them to the dad. You know, you'd have done better putting them up for adoption. But you're gonna sell them.
You're gonna sell them for bail.
You're gonna cheapen their value, like they asked to be here. Come on.
Yep. Yeah, Ultimate Success said a lot of women put a man before their children, and that is a major problem.
Yep.
And that's the major
yep.
truth.
Yep. I have seen it, though. I've actually been in a relationship with that happening. You know, she was willing to put her kid before, I mean, put me before her kid. It wasn't my kid. But
right.
I was like, nah. Like, real dudes would not even tolerate that, though.
No,
like you're not gonna don't do that. That's cool.
Matter of fact, I lose respect for you, and I don't want to be around you if you did something
exactly.
like that.
Exactly. It didn't last. It didn't last at all. It was like literally like, nah, after that, it was like I couldn't even – you can't look at somebody the same way after that. Like you
no.
don't really – you'd rather just come lay up over here. You got a whole kid at the house, not even a partial. You got an entire kid at the house, and you just rather – you don't never want to go, okay, all right.
There you go. 818-514-1202. We want to hear from you guys out there. What is your opinion of – what is your idea of good parenting? What do you believe a good parent does, and what can we do to change the mentality that's out there with these young parents and just silly parents?
Just
okay. It's
no. We'll give everybody a chance to think about that. Then we'll go ahead and jump into a quick break, and then when we come back, we'll jump back into it. True Brothers Radio.
Brothers and sisters, I don't know what this world is coming
True
to.
True Brothers Radio.
Yes, the rhythm's a rebel. Without a pause, I'm lowering my level. The hard rhymer, we're your number enemy. You want silence?
Truth Brothers Radio.
Are you a man but you're turned off by monster trucks? Have you ever watched the bridges of Madison County? Have you forgotten how to scratch yourself? If so, talk to your doctor, because you could be one of the 10 million men suffering in silence from a condition known as menopause. Menopause afflicts men over the age of 40 and is one of the leading causes of depression, the loss of manliness, and the popularity of movies starring Owen Wilson. But there is hope. Girly Man No More. Girly Man No More has been scientifically and clinically proven to increase manliness. Talk to your doctor to see if Girly Man No More is right for you. Girly Man No More should only be used as directed by your physician. Possible side effects include death, sudden loss of limbs, temporary disembowelment, rage, clammy hands, hairy palms, hearing voices, busy signals, extreme attraction to squirrels, and fear of elevators. Girly Man No More is not for men who are pregnant or who may become pregnant. Do not take Girly Man No More if you have hands or if you are currently taking any other medicine. So talk to your doctor and call now for a free trial. Girly Man No More. Also available in a topical cream. But that's just wrong.
Brothers Radio.
I rap with the passion of Christ, nigga cross me. Took it out of space, and niggas thought they lost me. I'm back like a chiropractor.
Truth Brothers Radio, and we are back, and we are delving into our second hour topic of what is good parenting. And Ray was giving us a story regarding a woman who attempted to sell her two children on Facebook, which I think is just absolutely evil and heinous, you know, just off the top of my head. That is just...
But
that
my
is
question
me.
Is, what when... How, not even how, but how do you get up the idea of doing that? Not even how could you, how do you get the idea of doing that as a parent in itself? Like, how do you
right.
say, you know what I'm going to do? I'm going to go ahead and sell my kid because I'd be damned if I let Keybon stay in jail.
Right. The question is, what kills me is, how did she determine to pick this woman that she picked on Facebook? What made her come at this woman just, what I mean,
how
according to the story, just seemed
could.
Like it was out of the blue, right?
That is absolutely
yeah.
crazy. That is absolutely, I've never heard of anything like that. Never. And I've heard of, shoot, we do the terrible, my bad, we do the terrible truth every week, and that got me.
Right, right.
But at the same time, though, it goes back to grades and kids in school. Like, right now, we're not mad at our kids for messing up in school. We're mad at teachers. We're mad at everybody except for ourselves, on the way our kids act. Our kid punches another kid for no reason. Well, what did your kid do first?
Exactly.
We don't know how to say, okay, let's diagnose the problem and solve it here. We don't know how to do that. We'd rather just be these. I think it's a problem of parents just feeling like they have to be tough, and not tough to an extent of tough love to a kid. They have to prove that they're tougher than the next person.
Mm-hmm.
Nobody has conflict resolution skills. Nobody wants to just say, okay, I'll be the bigger person, but because of a fear of looking weak or whatever the case may be.
Right. Right. I can kind of agree with that.
But we really have to, I don't even want to say do better, because if you put it like this, if you're going to have that mentality, it's okay to, I'm not saying it's okay to have it, but if you're going to have it, don't do that to an impressionable mind, and now you're doing that, but creating another generation of these idiots.
Dig that.
Well,
and just for clarification, as you're saying we, he's not saying we as in black people. He's saying we as in people, period.
Yeah, absolutely.
People, period. Because this isn't a black thing. This isn't a Hispanic thing. This is a people thing, man. All across the board, you're hearing these stories.
Yeah.
All across the board. Whether you're rich, poor, middle class, executive, or janitor, you're hearing these stories.
Yep. And it all goes back to child rearing or lack thereof.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
And it's only going to get worse because, I mean, we see now, you see more young ladies having more babies in high schools and less and fewer advantages, you know, when
mm-hmm.
it comes to the working world. I know someone who has six children, you know, almost in their 40s, you know, but has no real working experience, no real life experience. And, you know, you think about situations like that. Now, not this particular person, but just other people out there who I know that are in those similar situations because there's no way out. And then you're not being a good example to your children of how to get out.
Yeah.
Because
let
don't know how yourself.
Let me ask you this, as a general question. How do you help raise up, or do you applaud the single mother who's out there with got four kids? She's 27 with four kids already, and she's working at Foot Locker, and it's no room for advancement because she can't go to school, she can't afford the school, or if she could afford the school, it's hard to get the time to go to the school when you've got four children. How do you raise that? How do you raise that person up, without at the same time saying, why would you go in for this?
Well,
it's got to be frustrating because you don't want to blame them. But at
the same time,
it's like,
you're not going to be telling them anything that they don't already know.
Yeah.
Right.
They need someone to help them with a solution. They know all of this. They're the one that has to endure with trying to raise a kid and hold the job down. And I know so many different circumstances feed into that person's situation. So the real question is, what can you do for someone to help them in that situation? Now, sure, there's programs out there, but they're severely underfunded, which makes it a real problem for people to do that because you're basically going to have to sacrifice. Either your kids are going to have to sacrifice because you want to further your education so you can get a better career, or you're going to be the best mommy that you can, you know, trying to make ends meet.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it's basically a catch-22,
mm-hmm.
especially in this economy.
Okay, and at the same time, then how do you sit down – young parents, and I'm saying young parents, I'm talking about the mother and the father, and tell them that they've got to learn how to stop fighting one another and bashing each other in order to work together to pull themselves up out of this particular problem. Because the other scenario that I laid out would be easier if there was a dude there to help her.
Mm-hmm.
Sure, and that goes back to what I was saying. You know, it could be a myriad of different circumstances why she's in that particular
right.
situation.
Right.
Maybe she was married, her husband got killed in Iraq, or, you know, maybe it's more than one father. Maybe she's got, you know, personal issues where, you know, she can't sustain a relationship. Who knows?
Okay. Okay.
Who knows?
Well, let me ask you guys this. 818-514-1202. We all know about last week the little baby that passed away that was shot because someone was shooting at the dad,
mm-hmm.
who now we know had a criminal record a mile long and was a gangbanger and constantly stayed in trouble. Let me ask you guys this: what do you say? What do you say? Or how do you feel when you hear about stories like that? Why are women attracted to dudes who constantly stay in trouble or constantly live that life, as they say, when you, if you want to be a parent, or if you want to, when you want to pick a mate or somebody, why would you pick somebody who could potentially have violence, who does violence, or could potentially have violence done to them?
For the excitement. They do it for excitement. They do it for.
I think it's two reasons. I think it's two reasons. I think one being their rearing. You know what I mean? Meaning dad may have been in the house and may have been a womanizer, may have been all these different things, everything but a positive role model, or there was no man in the house at all. And
right.
How can you know what to look for in a man if you never really encountered what a man is?
But at the same time, at the same time when you say that, though, you got people who grew up in the right house, had the right upbringing, done the right thing, and they just attracted. It was a thing out called, why do good girls like bad guys? Girls were brought up in the right communities, right houses. Dad went to work, mom went to work. They used to sit down, have family dinners. She just wanted a thug.
Dig that. Matter of fact, real quick, Drea said, this is a good comment. Drea said, women are attracted to those type of guys because it's much easier to settle for the worst than it is to strive for the best. She said, men like that don't demand any standards, morals, or et cetera. It's just easy to do. I think she's got a point. And I'm not trying to put it all on women, but
no.
The way the game works is the men chase the women. You yay or nay. Either you're going to give us some or you not.
Mm-hmm.
So that's why I'm framing it in those terms, because before I can get you, you got to let me get you. And
mm-hmm.
that means you're picking me to get with. And if I'm got
mm-hmm.
a police record a mile long, I like to sell crap on the corner, and you know that I've shot at people. Whether or not I've hit them or not is a whole other story. You know I've shot at people, so therefore people
right.
gonna shoot at me. And then you pick me to want to have your baby? I don't think that. I think that's kind of bogus.
Yeah.
I think that's kind of bogus.
But at the end of the day, like, I mean, the dudes, and another thing that has to do with that, though, you have media putting the image of what women think their roles are, what the dude, what you should be attracted to as far as a dude. How could you be attracted to a dude that say, I hate being sober? That's a song, and women will sing that right along with the guy and then go backstage and want to be with him.
Dig
your
that.
Boy Chief Keith.
Dig that.
I hate being sober.
Yeah. Yeah. And matter of fact, okay, speaking of Chief Keith, speaking of that dude, what does it say about the bigger adults, the supposed people with families and record executives and people who supposedly live in a legit life, who takes this idiot, holds him up to the black community and to the young people and say, okay, here's your next young star. This is what you should be attracted to. And I have yet to hear one parent come out against this fool. I have yet to hear one social group to come out against this fool at all. I don't hear nothing from nobody about this dude.
No, because we're cool with the fact that this dude does it. Conscious people are having an uproar about it, but it should be more than just conscious people who should say, you know what, this dude's an idiot.
Mm.
It should be more than just people. Common sense would tell
common
you, okay,
sense,
I can't
yeah.
get down with him. Just common sense, everybody says the whole adage that common sense ain't common. Yeah, I get that, but you being an adult should just be able to look at this situation and say, okay, this ain't good.
Dig that.
Or even if
yeah.
you want it, my 7-year-old shouldn't be dancing to this.
Mm. Yep.
Why are you recording
yep.
your 7-year-old dancing and singing Pop the Molly, I'm Sweating?
Yes.
Why are you doing
yes.
that? And posting it, like, it's a picture that I put in I think it was either in the Terrible Truth or in our True Brothers group, where they got a picture of these four little boys all sagging. Boys had to be no older than 7, probably younger than that, all of them sagging. They drew tattoos all on their chest and body, all twisted hats, all got their jeans below their ass, and they boxers showing.
and you got them all with twisted caps counting 20s or whatever, and this is what you're saying, hey, your kids need to look like this. There's not, now, don't get me wrong, this to me is racist because it's not a white kid in a bunch. It's not a Hispanic in a bunch. All of them are black. And they're telling you, this is your generation. This is what your kids are going to be. Help us do this and push them towards this. Why not have them dressed as doctors? Why not have them dressed as astronauts?
Because that's not what we want to do, because that's not what we teach you to do.
Right.
We don't want you to do that.
I mean, nobody wants to be the business owner no more. And I love sports, but nobody wants to own the team. They'd rather just play for it.
Right. Exactly.
Yep.
Exactly. Matter of fact, I was going to ask, I mean, look, okay, women, we know women want to be sexy. We know women want to do what they want to do, and you're an adult and you got a right. And look, if you want to learn how to make your booty wobble, no problem. Have at it. But why would you practice that in your room with the open door and let your daughters watch you learn how to make your booty wobble?
Because it's good.
Dig that.
That's the only answer they're going to give.
That's how you get a man.
Don't tell me how to. Yeah, this is how you get them, baby. Nah, your brains ain't going to do it. We're going to have to pad you up on that ass end. And on top of that, we got to teach you this. This is how you keep a man. This is what my mama taught me, so I'm going to teach you. No, I don't have a man, but I'm going to show you how to get one. That's the blind leading the blind. That's a problem.
Big problem. 818-514-1202.
It's to a point now, man. Well, it's really just frustrating because to me, I know where we're headed. I got a feeling that we're already headed in the wrong direction. But yeah, it's gonna be bad. Fast. I'm gonna give it 20 years, and it's over. It's over. There will be no more manhood. Dudes are gonna be out here with dresses, and it's gonna be the norm. Nobody's going to say, hey, man, you got a dress, because if you do, you're going to be considered either gay bashing, which we're not doing here, or you're going to be considered hating. And we got this bad thing to just call out BS when we see BS. Nobody wants to call it for what it is no more.
Dig that.
No, that dude's wearing a dress, point blank. There's no style there. There's nothing. He's wearing a dress. Why can't we just say that this man is wearing a dress? Because, oh, no, it's not right. And then you got these fathers who's out here missing the day, so the only time they get their sons is the days they're not doing nothing. All they want to do is teach their son how to hold a pistol.
That's the only time you got them.
You're going to show, like, you got a dad who's all posting pictures on Facebook of him holding a gun sideways, mind you, and a son holding the gun the exact same way, and then hashtag it, real dad.
Okay, then you ready for another story? Here's another one for you guys. Couple jailed after video shows mother forcing toddler to inhale bong hit. Centralia, Washington. Rochelle Baratton, 24, and Tyler Lee, 25, were jailed after they allegedly forced their 22-month son to smoke marijuana out of a bong. According to police, an investigation was launched after detectives received a cell phone video from an anonymous witness that showed the mother placing a smoke-filled marijuana bong to her child's face so he could inhale it. Investigators say the room erupted in laughter after the toddler began coughing from the smoke. The police took the child's parents into custody at their residence. A search of the residence turned up 40 marijuana plants and several firearms. The toddler, as well as his 5-year-old brother, were removed from the residence and placed in a protective custody. During the police interview, Lee admitted to selling marijuana to a dispensary but denied being at the residence when the video was recorded. Baton was booked into county jail and was charged with the manufacture of marijuana and delivery of a controlled substance to a minor. Her bail was set at $20,000 and $5,000. Lee was booked and jailed with unlawful possession of a firearm because he's a convicted felon and manufacturing marijuana.
Unbelievable.
You know what's really crazy? Are you really shocked, though? Are you really shocked?
818-514-1202. Are you really shocked out there?
It
in a room full of adults, a room full of people thought it was funny. Oh, look at him. He's coughing, punk.
Yeah. And that's probably exactly what they said. Your son. And then the pop probably got mad. Hey, man, hold that in. You embarrassing me in front of my boys.
You're two now.
Yep.
You should know how to do this. Unbelievable.
Yeah.
Yep.
Unbelievable.
Yeah.
You got to,
but
yeah.
It just sounds like the younger we get, the dumber we get. So now that even frightens me because once that 2-year-old becomes 22, what type of parent is he
exactly.
going to be?
That's
what
exactly.
the type of influences he has.
How many brain cells did you kill? How many brain cells of his did you kill when you did that little stunt because you
exactly.
thought it was funny?
You're going to blow the chance to grow for him.
Mm-hmm.
So again, when you keep letting these babies have babies, can keep letting these babies have babies one on top of the other, this is what you get, the breakdown of a society. There's no standards anymore. You're a hater if you call out bull.
Yeah.
You a punk if you try to walk away and be a bigger person, and if you try to be above it all, you just square.
What do you say to that parent? What if that 22-year-old, now, just I know what common sense would normally say, but just for the sake of argument, that 22-year-old, their parents did that with them.
They probably did.
They probably did. You know? So,
mm-hmm.
now, sure, we can sit here and say, well, hey, they're 22. We know it's still wrong. They should have thought better. But with something like that, what if that's just their second nature?
Exactly. Mm-hmm. Exactly.
Yeah, that's
you know,
the problem.
Are they really wrong? You know what I mean?
Yeah. It's when
it's
stupid
a, it's
becomes
a society
normal.
Where everybody's pointing a finger at everybody else.
Yeah.
Well, it's my fault because they did it around me. It's her fault because she did it around her. You know, it's crazy.
Yeah. And as you're saying that with the video and everybody just standing around and all of this stuff is acceptable, don't forget, just Friday the verdicts came down in Ohio that put them two high school football players
mm-hmm.
in jail because they allegedly got drunk and raped a 16-year-old girl, and everybody stood around and filmed it and posted it to their Facebook.
Yep.
Got two dudes holding her down, the other dude getting it in, and everybody at the party, instead of getting these fools off of her, they taking pictures. They passing it around. And these are all teenage kids. But when you're 20 and 22, how far are you off from being a teenager? That wasn't that long ago.
Not that long ago.
What the... What? Okay, I'm reading these stories, man, and like I said, I'm so happy that we doing this interactive thing, and there's a children's book out about this thing called Uncle Peter, and Uncle Peter, I'm posting this. I'm sorry, y'all. I got sidetracked, because I love the fact that we're interactive like this. The book basically. It's talking about this little boy, and he has an uncle named Peter. When his parents are away, his uncle Peter comes and watches him. And in this book, y'all have to check this out. I'm putting this in the Terrible Truth ASAP. In this book, they go one scene. I got to read this. I'm sorry to take it, but I got to read this. My uncle Peter comes over sometimes. He lives with us every now and then. He is really kind to me, holding me, listening to me, and making me feel loved. Now, in the next side of the book, he's in the bed, and Uncle Pete is next to him.
One night when he was holding me, he started touching my private parts. Over time, he taught me to touch and play with his. Yeah, and it gets real. Yeah.
What?
No.
Well, this has got to be telling you.
This is a children's
about
book.
This.
This is what?
This has got to be a book warning kids about this type of behavior.
Mm-hmm.
I think it's
subliminal.
It's got to be
to it.
Right, it's got to be a tool to help kids
you go
who have been molested.
Hey, I know.
Right.
How. Yeah.
It's
but I'm hoping,
here
I'm hoping the same
do,
thing.
You know.
I'm hoping the same thing because I'm going to do some more investigation on this. But it was just sent to me.
It has to be in order for us
yeah,
to
it's gotta,
like
yeah,
that.
It
it's
can't
gotta
be. What
be.
You, matter of fact, we're gonna put in a little work to see if we can find the author and get in touch with the author then, because I just refuse to believe that book is glorifying something like that. I can't believe that. It's got to be a book to help children who have been affected by this help
okay.
deal with their feelings.
Yeah, I
it's
got to
be
you.
That type of thing.
Yeah, I agree with you. I was hoping. But it was just sent to me and
I can
said,
see how you get you caught off guard though.
Yeah. And thanks,
if you
and
see
thanks
the picture
to the listener who sent it too. That's one thing that's great about being interactive like this.
Yeah, like I said, when I post this in there and I show you got to see the picture, because I'm actually about to put it in there right now. You got to see the picture that's in the book. So,
yeah, but I think it's taken out of context, so be careful.
I'm sure.
Yeah.
I'm sure. I
but it's
I got
sad that we got to live in a world where we got to make a book like that to help kids.
That's the point.
That's sad.
That's the point. It's. I mean, I. You know what's bad though, man. And honest, I fear for my kids. I do. I fear for them because it's going to be to a point where I'm scared to a point where when I'm not here to protect them, I can't. Like, it's not that I'm not helping and trying to mold and guide them into, okay, this is what you do, you don't do this. And that it's just to a point that because everybody else don't take parenting how we would look at it, how I don't want to say we as just everybody on this phone, but majority of our Truth Brothers listeners and everybody who knows right from wrong, they don't take parenting that seriously. They just take
right.
it as you just everything about parenting is you have to be tough, and not tough on your kids. You got to teach your kids you don't take nothing from nobody, and not the like you were saying, Ray. You stand up for yourself type of thing. Just if somebody accidentally step on your shoe, you show them that you ain't gonna never step on my shoe again. That type of logic. You don't let nobody tell you. That give you constructive criticism, but they won't say constructive. That's you don't tell nobody that you don't take nothing from nobody who's trying to tell you what to do.
Right, right.
That's the problem.
At the same time, somehow we believe that we should tell kids you should never lose. You should never tell a kid that you lost. You should never tell a kid that you came in last. You are one of the other winners. No, sometimes a defeat will teach you. Learn more in defeat than you can in a victory.
Mm-hmm.
Sometimes it's a contest. You didn't win. Next time we're going to try harder, and one day you will win. It doesn't. Sometimes you need to know that yeah, you're going to lose. Sometimes you're not going to get what you want. Sometimes everything you plan ain't going to work out. You got to learn how to roll with the punches. It's going to make you a bigger, better person. But we don't want to teach that no more. We want a whole room full of winners. Two kids played a game, but everybody won. No.
Right.
No. You lost, kid. You lost. It's not a crime to lose. It's not a shameful thing to lose. That was supposed to be the thing on why it was so good to watch Charlie Brown. Charlie Brown loses, but Charlie Brown gets up, brushes himself off, and gets back out there and keeps trying and keeps working at it.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
And those lessons are lost.
Yeah, we don't teach kids subtlety
no
more.
You can't get kids to watch
Charlie
Brown nowadays.
Because adults don't understand subtlety no more.
No. Nope, not in a world where everything's in your face.
Yeah, we don't even teach. You know what? It used to be a time where you used to have records that you used to call the B-side. The B-side wasn't
mm-hmm.
for the children. The B-side was for the adults. It used to be that, okay, you play the nice little songs, but when the kids go to bed, that's when you break out your doing it well. Let's get butt naked. And you supposed to play them songs when the kids are gone or in bed. That was adult time. But not anymore. Not anymore. It's all
not
out
anymore.
In the open.
Yep. Yep.
I can do it.
There you go. All right. Well, let's go ahead. Let's get this last break in. We're going to go ahead and go to our final break, and then when we come back, we're going to go ahead and wrap this puppy up. True Brothers Radio.
True Brothers Radio.
Memories on corners with the foes and the moles. Watching the store for the road, talking straightforward to hoes. Got Uncle Jack smoking, some put blow up they nose to cope with the lows. The wind is holding it blows. In they socks and they souls, niggas holding they rolls. Corners leave souls open and closed, hoping for more, with nowhere to go. Niggas rolling it droves, they shoot the wrong way, cause they ain't know where they go.
Truth Brothers Radio.
Leon St. James for Anaconda Malt Liquor.
With a delectable combination of the finest barleys and hops, it's the only malt liquor that carries the seal of excellence from Uncle Sam himself. And when you pop the top, the panties drop.
Is that Anaconda Malt Liquor? The only malt liquor to be approved by the United States government?
That's right, Anaconda Malt Liquor.
Anaconda Malt Liquor.
Anaconda Malt Liquor, brewed in Piedmont, Georgia.
Yeah. Lucifer, dawn of the morning, I'm gonna take you out of earth. Lucifer, Lucifer, dawn of the morning.
True Brothers
I'm
Radio.
Murder capital, we'll be murder for capital.
Lucifer, Lucifer, dawn of the morning, I'm gonna take you out of earth.
You did it again, you a genius.
Lucifer, Lucifer, dawn of the morning.
So you need to change your attitude for
the
asking what happened to you.
Truth Brothers Radio, and we're back. We're back for the final segment of talking about what is good parroting. Drea said that she saw the book just now, and she said that it doesn't glorify pedophiles, but she said it's interesting as hell.
Yeah, it is. I was just about to get into that. For anybody who wants to see it, it's in our Terrible Truth group. If you want to check it out, it's at facebook.com/group/Terrible Truth. Go in there and check it out. I just posted it in there maybe about 5 seconds ago. So, you know, please be sure to leave comments and check out our group all together in there.
There you go. Ultimate Success said part of good parenting is living a life that is a good example and a positive model for your children, instilling values and morals and giving them hope for a successful life and future, believing that they can do anything. And that's a good comment. I totally agree with her.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, how do you be positive with your children when being positive is being a hater these days?
Good point.
I mean, these kids don't want to hear anything negative. I remember we had sat down with Shayla, and we was talking about, you know, hey, what you call music? And we was comparing her music with our music and showing her stuff and showing the difference in the music and the drop in quality. And a lot of her friends just felt like we was just flat out hating. And it's like, no, we're trying to show you how to make a critical determination. Now, there was some of the music she introduced me to B.O.B., and B.O.B. is cool. I like his music. But at the same time, they didn't want to hear this is bad. This stinks.
Yeah.
This stuff here stinks. You got some stuff that's good, but some stuff stinks, and that's just how it is. But kids don't want to hear anything negative. No, that's not a good painting. You can do better. Keep practicing.
Yeah.
Unbelievable.
But I mean, I don't know, man. I'm at a point where it's not that it's too much, man. It's just to a point where it's like, why don't people see the I don't even want to say the bigger picture, but why don't we see what we're supposed to do? What you know that certain things are wrong, but you won't. You'd rather just say, I know it's wrong, but I got to do it because I'm keeping it real. And at the end of the day, that's more detrimental to you than anything. Keeping it real gets you kept behind. Why would you do that? Who are you proving yourself to? And nine times out of ten, the people who you keeping it real with, all these people, they not keeping it real with you.
Nope. Good point. But we're doing our kids a real disadvantage.
We're not leaving them nothing.
Seriously.
Mm-hmm.
We're not leaving them nothing. We're such a me generation that we don't care about our kids' future. We don't care what we're leaving them. We're like more of, when I'm gone, at least I had fun here.
But here's the thing, they got to take care of us before they put us in the ground. We need to
but
teach
most
them
of
something.
Us don't have the life expectancy for them to take care of us.
There you go.
We have a life expectancy. All right, I made it to 35, Jesus time, and that's it. I'm good now.
True that.
Woo. Yep. Is those good morals to teach your kid that you cannot wait to die so you can be with Jesus? Is that teaching your kids good morals? Just something to think about.
Yeah, I mean I'm away for Easter for that, because that takes me somewhere else. Because now, that takes me somewhere else, and that just So now Jesus is your parent. We'll wait.
Yep.
I'll leave that alone.
Yeah, we'll wait. Matter of fact, we might as well give y'all fair warning right now. We're gonna have an after Easter show, and we're going there.
Yeah.
We're going there.
Oh, boy.
We're going there. So y'all might as well pack your bags now, because we're going there.
If you don't listen to us after that show, we understand. That's it.
Especially after that whole electing the new poop crap, that just got me. You know, the new poop, that was just flat out ridiculous.
You know what, man? I got to take it there. I'm sorry, man. Just real quick. Why does when people say, my baby's acting up, let's take him to church and pray for, put this oil on his head. This will get the demon out of him.
Right.
Because your baby just can't be, I don't want to say he can't be bad, because kids can be bad. I understand that. But that's when you, as a parent, say, okay, no, we got to nip this here in the bud, and we're going to do it this way, because I know I was his age. I know what to do, and I know how I got out of that, because I had my dad and my mom say, no, we're not doing it this way. They didn't drag me to the pastor's office and say, I don't know what to do with them. Have you tried hitting them in the forehead with an iron? No.
Well, check it out. We got a phone call, so let's get with the caller. 508, you're on with the Truth Brothers. What's your name?
Justice, brother, what's going on?
Hey, what's going on, bro?
Long time,
hey,
man.
Justice.
Hey, whose idea was it to take down the scoreboards and take away the element of competition in society nowadays and develop this escrow era?
Child psychiatrist.
Do all this stuff.
There you go.
Dr. Phil.
That it's not cool to teach your kid to lose. Don't teach them martial arts, because they might get kicked in the stomach, and that's unfair.
Right.
You have the competition in you. If you don't feel like you have to, you have to strive to, defend yourself. You know what I mean? This is what society is coming. I mean, it's going to be a level of failure, a high level of failure in society. And it's higher than that level. I mean, it's shameful. I mean, what are we going to do?
Yeah. It stinks. I don't wanna put my kid on a team or teach them a team concepts, and then at the end they're all winners today. Everybody won. Nobody lost. Everybody's first. No, everybody isn't first.
Because people
like
don't
want
to see. You know, another thing about that, they're too afraid to see their kids cry. And, you know, he cried because he lost in soccer. And I don't want to just, you know, whatever. But
true.
Basketball and all. But then, you know what's crazy about that, though? You'll make everybody a winner as a kid and tell them, don't cry. But if he don't make the Final Four tournament as an adult, it's okay to watch him cry. Why is that?
Well, you know what? Hey, it's emotion. The kid is crying
right.
because he put his all into it, and
right.
that's great. And guess what? We're going to go back out there, and we're going to work harder, and we're going to get him next
time.
We're going
to get him,
yeah,
exactly. But we don't want to give the kids that – we don't want them to know what it's like to lose. Like you were saying, we don't want them to know that, hey, when you if you lose, now you know, hey, every time that dude's on that court, he likes to go left. I learned that last year. So now I'm going to play him left.
Mm-hmm.
You don't want to have them
mm-hmm.
pick up just small things that you can learn to get better. And then it's going to – when you accomplish something that you failed at a numerous amount of times, you get that much more pride about it when you actually do it.
Mm. Yeah, absolutely.
Get this. Remember when Ice-T had enough and came at
Soulja Boy.
Soulja Boy, when he finally came to Soulja Boy and said, dude, you can't rap, you garbage. Trust me, I've been in this game a long time. You're not good. And Soulja Boy went crazy, but all the other younger rappers all acted the same juvenile way when they heard the criticism instead of just saying, well, you know what, he's been in the game a long time. Is his criticism true? Maybe, maybe not. But did he work to get better? No. All of them started retaliating on Ice-T and calling him, oh, you're just old. You just
well,
this,
not
you
all
just
of
that.
Them. I mean, I feel what you're saying. All of them didn't because one person who actually did stand up was like Bow Wow. And I remember that because
yeah.
he was like, look, nah, dude, when you said what you said about Ice-T, you stepped on a lot of people's toes because he's a legend in what he did in this game here. And, dude, honestly, no, you can't rap.
Right. Right.
So.
But instead of taking it and saying, okay, cool, let me up my game.
No, because how do you up your game? How do you up your game when there's nothing? When there's no bar?
No.
You don't
but,
have to step up
well,
to
right.
nothing.
Exactly. Exactly.
There's no bar here. There's just, all right, you want to rap? Cool. Give me a gimmick. I got you. So, no, you'll make millions. Don't worry about that.
Just might be
exactly.
on a McDonald's commercial, but we'll make sure you get something.
Yeah.
Yeah. So, then there you have it. What is good parenting from the True Brothers? So
well, I just and we just found the link to the book thanks to Drea Coleman. She sent me the link for the book, so we'll try to get at that and probably bring it up next week during the Terrible Truth.
Yep, and thanks to Drea, Ultimate Success Justice for tuning in. Everybody else who tuned in, and check us out next week because we're gonna get right back into it. We're gonna get into what is true beauty, what is beauty, what is ugly. We're gonna get it. We gonna get into it and hash that out.
Whoopee.
All right. That's what's up.
To some people.
I guess.
Right. So we're going to go ahead and wrap this thing up, man. Thanks to everybody who tuned in. And we will see you guys next week. And we're going to let you know that if you're not listening to the Truth Brothers,
then the truth ain't in you.
Peace.
Two fingers.
Peace out.